This is Al Simpson. Just the thought of a Clinton-Gore presidency has auto workers shaking in their boots. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, when it comes to jacking up fuel standards and throwing 300,000 auto workers out on the street, old cop-out Clinton has decided not to take a stand. Only pretty slick politicians can walk the tightrope between big labor and environmental extremists. But Ted, Al Gore is another story. Al is a walking radical reference center. He wrote the book. With Gore, we're not just talking about losing 300,000 auto jobs. We're talking about a man who said, quote, cars as our primary means of transportation cannot continue. He also says we should wipe out the internal combustion engine in 25 years, worldwide. Some moderate you've got there. Ted, the Democrats' idea of jobs is a feast for government worker unions inside the bureaucratic fortress of Washington and a famine for the peasants in the serf domain of the private sector. Liberal utopia, eh, Ted?
Al, someone should replace your internal combustion engine. When you talk about the election, you belch thick fumes that pollute the campaign. Auto workers aren't buying your line on jobs, Al. In the last 12 years, that's on your watch, 250,000 jobs have already been lost in the auto industry. That's the problem, Al. As Bill Clinton and Al Gore understand, the answer is to build cars with more miles per gallon. That's essential for two reasons: to compete with Japanese imports and reduce our dependence on foreign oil. Senator Gore isn't proposing to abolish the internal combustion engine. All he's saying is that progress is inevitable, just like jet planes replace propellers and cars replace horse and buggy. With your head stuck in the sand, Al, it's hard for you to hear what Bill Clinton and Al Gore are saying. But they're talking sense, Al, and the American people like what they hear. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.